מאמר מתן תורה בכתבי בעל הסולם.
מתן תורה, the article by בעל הסולם. We're in item 9 again.
עמוד 387 בכתבי בעל הסולם. אמנם כן ראוי.
Indeed, we need to examine the heart and the source of this natural law. And who it was that fathered the flaw of shame and impatience that we feel upon receiving charity from another. It is understood from a law that is known to scientists that each branch bears the same nature as its root. One, and that the branch also desires, seeks, and craves the benefits from all the conducts of the root. Two, conversely, all the conducts that are not in the root, its branch removes itself from them, cannot tolerate them, and is harmed by them. This law exists between each root and its branch and cannot be breached. This opens before us a door to understand the source of all the pleasures and pains in our world. Since the Creator is the root of His creations, we feel all that exists in Him and which extends to us directly from Him as pleasant and delightful, for our nature is close to our root. And everything that is not in Him and does not extend to us directly from Him, but contradicts creation itself, will be against our nature and difficult for us to tolerate. Thus, we love to rest and hate to move so much that we do not make a single movement if not for the attainment of rest. This is so because our root is in motion, but at rest. This is so because our root is not in motion, but at rest, and no motion exists in Him whatsoever. Therefore, it is against our nature and loathsome to us as well. By the same token, we love wisdom, strength, and wealth, etc., because all those exist in Him who is our root. And hence, we hate their opposites, such as foolishness, weakness, and poverty, since they do not exist in our root at all. This makes us feel hateful and loathsome, and pains us immeasurably. Item 10. This is what gives us the foul taste of shame and impatience when we receive from others by way of charity. Because in the Creator there is no such thing as reception of favors, as from whom would He receive? Because this element does not exist in our root, we feel it as repulsive and loathsome. On the other hand, we feel delight and pleasure every time we bestow upon others, since that conduct exists in our root, which gives to all.
Shelot? No.
Questions?
למה בשלם לא קיימת תכונת הקבלה?
Why in the whole there is no quality of reception?
It's whole, it doesn't feel any deficiency.
It's not clear.
The quality of reception means that I feel a deficiency. I need to complete it, fulfill it. Without fulfilling it, I feel bad. If I fulfill it, I feel good. And these are not the signs of something whole. Something whole has neither good nor bad. There is no lack and there is no fulfillment. It's simply whole. Even when we talk about wholeness, we talk about it from within the deficiency and then the wholeness.
Why is the whole giving
This is the nature of the whole. It is delighted by giving, and the pleasure it receives from giving is not a pleasure from deficiency, but because it bestows its wholeness on others. More?
Ken.
It's as if we're not in this state. We don't enjoy bestowal to others.
What are you talking about?
Am I wrong?
No, I think you skipped a few years. No, we enjoy from bestowing to others. If I bestow to others, I feel myself high, strong, rich, honorable. Why not?
Why is that bestowal instead of reception if I enjoy it so much?
Well, it's forbidden to feel pleasure. Where is it written? If I enjoy that and I do something good in return, no, it's pleasure.
If our nature were bestowal, well, then there already.
It doesn't say it's our nature. He says that we receive pleasure from things that exist in the Creator. The Creator is a bestower, seemingly enjoys bestowal. And the same with us. If we have something with what to bestow and then to receive pleasure from it.
Okay.
Think about it. It talks about what can we derive pleasure from. Bestowal, yes, we derive pleasure from it. Try to bestow and to give to someone. And later you will see how much you want to publicize it, you know, make it known to everyone. Why? To receive pleasure. You like it. You enjoy bestowal. Also, if you have and you give to others, even the giving itself can be a source of pleasure. Why not? You derive pleasure from giving. It's not out of lack. Think about it. Itzik, what's up today?
I'd like to ask about what's wrong with motion and why is rest the whole?
Motion comes from the disclosure of the deficiency that makes you move in order to fulfill it, meaning to close it, to negate it. Therefore, each and every movement comes only from within the deficiency, and anyone who is not with the deficiency is at rest. The Creator is in absolute rest. Meaning, you can say, spirituality is above the speed of light. There it's like, whoosh, right? Is that rest? Yes, it's rest.
A deficiency for bestowal, is that motion or rest? In bestowal, it's always renewed and...
A deficiency for bestowal is rest.
How can that be?
It's a deficiency. But for bestowal, meaning for wholeness, from expanding the wholeness, that's why it's a rest.
I don't know, I have to think. It's not.
I understand. You have to think. Page 95 in the writings of Baal HaSulam, what do we have there?
Page 95 in Hebrew, in the writings of Baal HaSulam.
משנה שברון כף א
21 Okay, so page 95 in הסתכלות פנימית of Tess, item 21
כותרת
title
רשעים משנה שברון שוברם וצדיקים ירשו משנה
רשעים משנה שברון שברם Come and see that about the wicked, it is said, "Mishne Shivron Shivrem," because they hold the rope of two sides in its two sides, because this world was created with deficiency and emptiness from abundance, and in order to get assets, you need motion, and it is known that too much motion causes pain for a person, because it is not does not extend from the Creator. Indeed, staying without any assets is also impossible. That's also the opposite of the root, because the root has all the abundance, all the good things. That's why you choose the suffering of movement in order to attain profits and assets. And indeed, all their assets is only for itself. And if you have 100, you want 200. And turns out that a person does not die with half his desire in his hand, meaning they suffer from both sides. They have sorrow because of their motion, and they have sorrow because they don't have all they desire. But the righteous people in their land will inherit more, meaning once they invert their will to receive to the will to bestow, and what you receive is in order to bestow, then they inherit the Mishneh. Meaning, not only they attain, they get the pleasure and the assets, they also attain the equivalence of form with the Maker. By this, they are in real adhesion. And then, they get the meaning of rest when the abundance comes without any labor.
Is there any motion? Plenty. Speed, infinite. Together with that, we're at rest, of course. Yes?
Sure,
we go back.
So we're back to Matan Torah, item 11. Now we have found a way to examine the purpose of creation, which is to cling unto Him in His true appearance. This exaltedness and vikut, which is guaranteed to come to us through our work in Torah and Mitzvot, is no more and no less than the equivalence of the branches with their root. All the gentleness and pleasure and sublimity become a natural extension here, as we have said above. 1. That pleasure is only the equivalence of form with a Maker, when we equalize in every conduct with our root, we sense delight. Two, everything we encounter that is not in our root becomes intolerable, disgusting, or considerably painful to us, as is necessitated by that concept. And we naturally find that our very hope depends on the extent of our equivalence of form with our root.
They don't ask, what can I do? Next.
12.
At least we'll...
These were the words of our sages when they asked, why should the Creator mind whether one slaughters at the throat or at the back of the neck? After all, the mitzvot were given only to cleanse people. That cleansing means the cleansing of the turbid body, which is the purpose that emerges from observation of all the Torah and mitzvot. For wild ass will be turned into a man. Since when one emerges out of the bosom of creation, one is in utter filth and lowliness, meaning a multitude of self-love that is imprinted in him. And his every movement revolves solely around himself, without a shred of bestowal upon others. Thus, then one is at the farthest distance from the root, on the other end. One, since the root is all bestowal without a hint of reception. Two, whereas the newborn is in a state of complete self-reception without a hint of bestowal. Therefore, his situation is regarded as being at the lowest point of lowliness and filth in our human world. The more he grows, the more he receives from his environment portions of bestowal upon others, depending on the values and development in that environment. And then, one is initiated into observing Torah and mitzvot for the purpose of self-love, for reward in this world and in the next world, called lo lishma, not for his sake, since one cannot be accustomed any other way. As one grows, he is told how to observe mitzvot lishma for her sake, which is with an aim solely to bring contentment to his maker. As the Rambam says, women and children should not be told of observing Torah and mitzvot lishma, since they will not be able to bear it. But when they grow and acquire knowledge and wisdom, they are taught to work lishma. It is as our sages said, from lo lishma one comes to lishma, defined by the aim to bring contentment to one's maker, and not by any self-love under any circumstances. Through the natural remedy of engagement in Torah and mitzvot, lishma, which the giver of the Torah knows, as our sages said, the Creator says, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the Torah as a spice. Thus, that creature develops and marches upwards in degrees of the above said exaltedness, until he loses all remnants of self-love, and all the mitzvot in his body rise, and he performs all his actions only to bestow. So even the necessity that he receives flows in the direction of bestowal, meaning so he can bestow. This is why our sages said, the mitzvot were given only to cleanse people.
Vlad, מה אתה רוצה?
Vlad, what do you want? You're all calm. What happened?
There is a certain percentage of people in the world that their whole life is about giving.
And giving?
Yeah, bestowal, giving, volunteering, spreading out.
Yes, so what?
Why is there such a phenomenon? What is it for? What is it there for?
We have an explanation from Bala Sulam where each spiritual root must touch a corporeal branch and leave a mark here. Because from the world of Insof down to our world, these discernments cascade down and they have to come to it. That's why even in our world, you have people who feel like they want to give and bestow and love and everything. So what? There you have such phenomena, yeah, that clothe in people.
Is this an example for something? He writes that a person grows up and then he sees that remnants of, he just read it, that he gets examples from others who are about bestowal, and then he comes closer to this matter.
He speaks about it theoretically. A person that grows, develops, can receive from others such examples. Yeah, if he can.
Yes, because what we had in the USSR, they taught us to be and bestowal and all that, and everything is gone as if it wasn't there. You cannot teach that.
Because it truly did not exist there. It was simply convenient for the management. That's why it did it. This was a lie.
You cannot teach a person to be in bestowal and to give. It's impossible.
Yes, but look, the fact that they couldn't do it, it's clear on the one hand. On the other hand, what they wanted to do, to introduce it into the people, it left a certain impression, because the laws of nature are for that. So even if you use it towards the wrong, with the wrong intention, the laws are still working. See, to this date.
So what is Bala Sulam basically saying in this part, where he said that a person receives it from the environment anyhow, all these laws of bestowal and giving? What is he trying to say?
There was no bestowal, there was no environment, there was nothing. You were simply inflated like that from early age, and you got used to thinking that there is something in it. He doesn't take into consideration your Russia. That's something else.
So what's something else here? What is he trying to say?
He wants to say that you can take a person, place him in the correct environment, explain to him, guide him, obligate him, from the, you know, both on the bad side and the good side, through examples in everything. So he would enter bestowal. He will have to correct himself, but there will be an example before him. An example. Bala Sulam wanted to do it very much. He went to Poland. He met with Ben Gurion, the first prime minister of Israel. What came out of it?
How did he want to?
You see how naive he was. But there was an opportunity. It wasn't naivety, it was an opportunity. If you have an opportunity to somehow explain, to introduce the matter of connection, you must do it, you must take it.
So what opportunity did he see when he went to the first prime minister? What opportunity did he see that the country was young?
That it's possible that Ben-Gurion would accept his opinion. Ben-Gurion was very much for connection. And that was the reason why he ran away from this government, from this beautiful Knesset. The parliament left them behind and went to the desert. Soon we're going to go down there to Sde Boker to have our congress. It's a few kilometers from where he was. It's close to him, to that place. And he left everything. He couldn't stand this government, its laws, this attitude. He saw that it's all going in the egoistic direction. We saw the film. I don't remember how it's called. Where was it? in court somewhere. We have that film, right? Cinematek. We went to Cinematek to see it. Okay. Okay, so this film is, we have it. He was very disappointed from the change that happened in Israel in the direction of the ego and all those other parties, political parties. He had a different vision, in short. That's it.
The idea that Baal HaSulam wanted to pass on to Ben Gurion, to connect around an idea, to bestow contentment to the Creator, that's what he wanted to pass on to him?
I don't think he spoke to him on that level, although Ben Gurion had some understanding of that. All the socialists back then came out of the religious seminaries, yeshiva. But I don't think he shared it with him in this style. He didn't think about it. Contentment to the Creator. For Baal HaSulam, the Creator is something else than what you imagine. For him, the Creator is the force that is within nature. This force obligates and it expects us to identify with it. It's a force of nature, like other forces in nature. So there's no place, no point in playing with religiosity. According to Wisdom of Kabbalah, it's not a religion, it's the reason.
So
knowledge.
How did he pass it on? Because he writes...
Don't ask me how.
So how do we ourselves explain it that...
You have no one to explain it to today. Back then, there was Ben Gurion, who shared the same opinion that what we're doing is incorrect and we have to change directions quickly. But no one listened to him. Shimon Peres, went and started a revolution with Golda and everyone. They tossed him out.
So, the force of nature, the upper force around which we want to connect is how for ourselves, to build, when we go into this desert, when we are about to connect around this general force of nature?
Yeah, we need to see all those things through the ten. And then everything falls into place. Don't look for anything else. There's nothing. Everything is ten sefirot, neither more nor less. And in them, we need to discover the Creator. You're looking for some wisdoms, some methods. There's no other method other than to connect the ten, find the place, the center of the ten, and there in the center, you have everything. It's a black hole. Everything is swallowed there. Or the other way around. It passes to the upper world. What else do you want? I can't talk anymore. Everyone is asleep or something, I don't know. I understand. We're missing Rachamim. That's it. Why don't we see him on the screens? He's with us.
Yes, yes, Rav, all lesson long.
Oh, the whole lesson?
Yes.
Where is he?
In the U.S.
No, U.S. is not a place.
Las Vegas. Black hole.
In Las Vegas. No, there's a big community there. There's a big community of Jews in Las Vegas. I was there, they have a very good restaurant. It's a good falafel.
Ken.
The whole world and Israel too celebrated, air quotes, celebrated Black Friday.
We celebrated, why? You know, why, sort of.
I want to ask if you bought anything, these sales.
Look, what can you do? We see just how dumb is the public, and what everyone does, it obligates the individual.
Black Friday is no longer one day. It's a month of sales called Shopping IL, and from now to Christmas, there's a whole shopping time. And even though we're saying it's no longer filling people, it's about to end, they're doing more and more sales.
Bachelor Day?
Yeah, because in China there are more men than women, there's one day every year that the men can show the women how much they want them, so they buy gifts in $11 billion in a few hours, something crazy. And this year, Black Friday, it seems to be stronger than last year. In Israel, it took 1 minute for 13,000 credit cards to be to pay. But how can we, even though people are, we're not getting filled of it, how come it grows every year?
See, the restriction, the concealment just grows. What can you do? They want it. They see that with these silly actions, they go through life, you know, another year. So spend money. You're going to continue with everyone. You buy some security. You have a feeling you belong to the world, to the environment. It gives people a lot more than being alone, empty. Those are signs of connection, I would say. We should not discount those things. It's a connection between people, but through actions like that, silly actions, were you ever in it? I was in it when I was in Las Vegas many years ago. I bought a small stereo system. It was something. Yeah, I bought $99.
So I want to ask you about this positive aspect of this shopping craze. It's a kind of connection, something collective, meaning it's not only negative, it's also positive.
What, positive or negative? I don't know. It's just, the world rolls like that. I felt it on myself, how much influence it exerted on me.
I just heard you now saying that it makes a connection between people.
Yeah, they feel that just like everyone, it unites them, attaches them to the human society, the world society. Everyone is talking about it. You know, it's a kind of connection. And that's why it succeeds. Why not create a day like that every month and around the world and create such a big impression? People would want it.
What other step forward can we take in order to make it from a corporeal thing, from money and buying, to connection?
Talk about it. Say that inside there's a tendency for connection between them. And when they do something that's common to everyone, they enjoy that, and not what they get. You know, they throw stuff out. I think they have the statistics of how much stuff gets thrown out. Rather, the action itself, that I pay for the connection to be with everyone in the same... It's crazy how many of them go in. I remember how it was insane.
What strengthens what you're saying is that in the past 3 and 4 years, all these holidays of shopping holidays are not only virtual. It's felt in the shops themselves. It's not people are also they love the physical.
No. It's very important. I'm together with everyone. They pressure me. They're all around me. It's a challenge. That's the challenge. The will to receive is growing and it's working nicely. Okay, guys, we're done.
Rav, you recommended that we should repeat the beginning of the lesson again. And many friends listen to the lesson again, but there's a group of people who works with the morning lesson as a text. The question is, when we're connecting to friends around the world, what should we do?
I don't know. Find a method that is comfortable, convenient for you. Maybe there's one group like this, one group like that around the world. I don't know. But it's recommended to repeat the morning lesson.
The question is there something that passes differently when people connect together to the text, when you read it as a text?
Instead of listening to it, reading it?
It's
worthwhile listening, hearing it. You know, when you listen, you hear people asking questions, there's answers. You're not reading something printed. It's a living voice of the people. It's the reader, it's me, it's the friends. It's more beneficial. It's more connecting. Any announcements?
Song.
First song or first you?
Купил?